I think in many ways the first Obama term has been a disappointment. It's a disappointment to many of the people who turned up that day in their millions, if you remember, to actually celebrate the arrival of a Democratic president and the first African-American president and the end of the George Bush era. For all sorts of reasons that probably we ought to talk about individually, we've experienced four years of underperformance. I mean, that's why there's a question mark in pursuing the progressive case, which, as you know, is a collection of the blogs that were written as the thing developed, when we were always struggling and fighting to push him in a particular direction. There are moments in the record when things were achieved that have been worthwhile. I do think the Affordable Care Act, in some of its details, has been a considerable achievement, but that, of course, too, did not live up to the hopes of many of us when this process began.
Mm-hmm.
And on so much of the agenda that was laid out, even in the first inaugural, which I have in front of me here, there's so much still to be done. So the question now for us, of course, is whether, with a renewed mandate, a slightly different, then there's some possibility that we'll get a better second term than the first.
I want to ask you, has Barack Obama preserved, protected, and defended the Constitution of the United States, in your opinion?
Well, if you get beyond what is called real politic and the so-called art of the possible, I have to say no. That the Bill of Rights is supposed to be not 10 amendments minus half of an amendment when convenient. It's supposed to be there in full. And when we have now the second administration in a row, for instance, throwing habeas corpus under the bus, then you have a problem, and we have a problem. So on those grounds alone, I think we have reasons for not only deep concern, but mobilizing opposition to the attacks on civil liberties.